Hi, my name is Tom. I'm an art historian and I'm one of the guides of the Banat Festival, which will take place all the month of March.
Okay, so this used to be a Biennale and now it's a festival.
Two main things are different. It's now every year, and then there is the difference of content of the festival. Before, it was mainly interior visits of private houses, semi-public property, but also we have some other activities, more festival activities, like music concerts, classical music, jazz music, also expositions, conferences on Art Nouveau and Art Deco. We have much more collaborations going on also with the Art Nouveau network. We have a family day. So there's a variety of things going on, the programmation, which changes exactly the name of Biennale, because it's now every year, and it's more festival because the variety of activities. We have more than 80 or 90 houses which open their doors. Every house has its quality. In every house you find something that you will like. Of course, we have the classics, the big dwellings of Victor Horta, which are all listed at UNESCO World Heritage. But then we have the smaller houses which are not that familiar with a big public, not even for the architects who built them, but also the interiors are little secrets. In Schaarbeek we have the house of Van Lerbergen, which is quite, for me, interesting, because Van Lerbergen is a person which no one knows, and where you have an interior with the finest Art Nouveau chimney that I ever saw in my 20 years of experience in Art Nouveau and Art Deco. There is the Blaireau house, which is also very interesting with the floral Art Nouveau. Then there is the Hotellerie in Molenbeek. Molenbeek has some quality dwellings, especially in Art Deco, where we see that an architect like Jean-Baptiste de Win will work together with De Koene, very famous manufacturer of wooden furniture and plied wood furniture of the 20s, and you will see that the interior is done by the architect and De Koene at the same time as associative ensemblier. It's to the participant to go to discover actually those rarities and those new things that we offer them in the 3 weekends. The Villa Clerval is in Uccle. It's built by Antoine Pompe, which is a very special architect in the sense that it's difficult for an art historian to categorize. Art historians like to put people in some drawers. That's Art Nouveau, that's Art Deco, that's Modernism. Well, Pompe is one of those that you can put in either of the drawers. His style is quite unique. It's pre-modernism, if you want, especially with the brick. He will invent different ways of working with the brick and different forms. The villa is currently also a little museum, and more of them of the ground level floor will be open for the public, where you have a variety of different places on different levels. It's a split level house, and then of course there is the garden which opens the house and which actually bring a lot of light into it. ¶¶